At GoPro Recruiting Mastery 2016, I held a special game plan session, a strategy session designed for the people in attendance and for you to create a one-year game plan for excellence in network marketing. And in this video, you're going to see this full 90-minute training session. I want you, as you're watching it, to make sure that you're not just listening, but that you're studying, that you're taking notes, that you're thinking about the possibilities. This might take more than one time of watching in order to be able to get the full impact of it, but make sure when you're done, you've got pages and pages of notes, and then use those notes to create the strategy that's gonna help you achieve your dreams, okay? So enjoy the entire training session, and at the end, I'm gonna come back and give you a few more comments. The time is 7:49 and 57 seconds. That means by 9:20, I will have given you a game plan to make 2017 the best year of your life. And what I want you to do is pull out your notes. I know you have a lot of notes. I know you have a lot of things to be able to study when you go home. These ideas that you've collected are each worth an enormous amount of money. Once the thing that gets me more excited than any other thing in the world is the power of a single idea, one strategy, one thing that I could use, one thing that I could plug into my business, into my life, that takes me into a different direction 5 years from today, I'm a different person. One thing that'll separate me from the crowd. One thing that will help me stay focused. One thing that will give me a strategy that gets results. One thing. You've received hundreds of them over the course of these 2.5 days, these 23 hours of power-packed content. You've got the ammunition, but now we need to put it into a strategy. So I want you to be thinking about the calendar year 2017, using this month as a launch pad to be able to create the best year, to start 2017 with momentum. Here's what amateurs do. They say, once January 1st comes around, I'm gonna kill it. I'm gonna spend the month putting together my strategy. But then once January comes around, then I'm really going to engage. Then I'm going to start the fresh page. I don't want to start on an old calendar. I want to start on a new calendar. Some people will go to Office Max, and because the new calendar starts with January, they won't start their life in December. You hear what I'm saying? That means I'll give you a couple days. If you want 2017 to be the best year of your life, here's the beginning. It starts when you get home. You can put your strategy together, and I want you to write something down. Progress is perfection. You don't need to be perfect to start, but you need to start. You don't have to have it all figured out, but you need to take action. A step is better than inaction. A step is better than you trying to analyze everything. You got to get out of your head and you got to get out into the world. And it's easy for us to stay in our head. It's easy for us to want to figure it out first because we all have this need not to look foolish. We don't want to look stupid. But here's what successful people do. Here's been the secret to my success in life. Successful people do follow these three steps. Number one, they say yes to whatever it is that they're looking for. They say yes to taking action. They say yes to their dream. They say yes to their goal. They say yes. Number two, they tell the world. They broadcast, here's what I'm going to do. Here's when I'm going to do it. I'm going to change my life. They're willing to put themselves out there and do something outrageous, something spectacular, something completely unreasonable. They're okay with that. And then step three is they figure it out. Guess what average people do? They want to figure it out first. And after they figure it out, if they ever figure it out, and most people are getting ready to get ready, and they've been doing that for the last 10 years, getting ready to get ready, They're just about ready to crush. They're just about ready to go to the top. They're just about ready to do something amazing. They're just about ready. I just need one more book. I just need to go to one more seminar. I just need to get a little bit more better people around me first. That's what they do. And then they say yes, but they don't. You know, they say yes internally in this little quiet voice. And then if it works out good, then they tell the world how it went. Successful people go about it completely opposite. Entrepreneurs, guess what they do? They say, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Like Richard said, screw it. Let's do it. Let's give it a go. Let's take a chance. Let's get outside of our comfort zone. Let's do something that no one expects of us. Let's shock the world. So they say yes first. They tell the world to hold themselves accountable, to make it painful if they don't follow through. They tell the world. And then they figure it out. How did this event happen? Guess how? We said yes. All right, do it. Let's just do it. We told you all. We told the world. Nobody was listening 7 years ago. 200 people here 7 years ago. And then we figured it out. We still don't know what we're doing, just so you know. We have no idea how this all happened. We just surrounded ourselves with good people and threw money at it. We don't know. We really don't. I'm not kidding. If you saw the amount of planning behind this curtain, you would not be impressed. You'd be going, oh my God, maybe I can be successful. This is unbelievable. True. Say yes, tell the world, figure it out. So here's what the another thing for your notes as we start putting together this game plan, this strategy, is make a decision. One of the most powerful things in the world, whatever it is that you're going to do, make a decision. Decide that you're moving forward, you're not moving back. Decide that you're burning the boats. Decide that you're going to do something amazing. Decide that you're not going to play small anymore. Come on, how long do you want to play small? How many years do you want to hang around? Make a decision. Even if it's going to be embarrassing. Another thing for your notes, it's very difficult to get better and look good at the same time. You might look bad as you go, and that's okay. You might be embarrassed from time to time, and that's okay. There are no good and there are no bad circumstances. There are only learning situations. There's only opportunities for you to learn. A bad circumstance, you learn more from good things happening to you or bad things happening to you? Bad. You want to go to the top? Increase the number of experiences. Forget about good and bad. Good and bad are irrelevant. Increase the number of experiences. Get the activity up. Knowing you're going to make some mistakes, knowing you're going to screw up, know that you're going to win enough. If you take action, you immediately separate yourself from the crowd. If you're consistent, you immediately separate yourself from the crowd. It doesn't take much. Progress is perfection. Here's another one of my philosophies that's really important, and I need you to understand this. If you're going to take action and totally take charge of your life, I never lose. I never lose, ever. I win or I learn. And if you adopt that philosophy, that you either win or you learn, there's no losing here. There's no losers here. The losers just stop learning. They stop growing. They stop taking action. They stop taking risks. They crawl into their shell and they just say, I'll just take the paycheck. Nothing wrong with the paycheck. But I'm saying some of you deserve more than that paycheck is all I'm saying to you. Network marketing isn't for anyone, everyone. But if you have an entrepreneurial bone in your body, it's a better way. It's better than the other forms of entrepreneurship for the average person. It just is. There's no argument there. There's no debate there. Nobody can win that argument. I have big-time entrepreneurial friends. You know how many dollars and how many years and how much risk and how much pain the average entrepreneur has to do in order to become successful? It's enormous. So I never lose, ever. It's such a good feeling. I win or I learn. You can't beat me. Can't be done. You adopt that, and you can either win or learn yourself all the way to the top. So let's start putting together this roadmap. The first pillar of this roadmap is a decision. You already put that in your notes. Part one of this roadmap is decide. Now for you, you have to decide what that means. Decide that you're going to go to that rank. Decide that you're going to be a professional. Decide that you're going to become a network marketing professional. Whatever that decision means, attach something to that decision. But you know what I'm talking about when I say decide. Because you've been thinking about doing this for real for a long time, most of you. And once you really make a decision, I will tell you something. Once you really make a decision, really, not a hope, not a try, a decision, it gets pretty easy. Until you make a decision, it stays hard. I would save you the pain. It's no fun. It's just not fun when you're halfway. You're putting in the time, putting in the effort, you're beating yourself up every day, you're frustrated, you're living below your potential, your family members are confused, all this stuff if you haven't made a decision. So just decide. Start there. That's number one. Number two is commit to the skills. Commit to the skills necessary for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Think about anything you've ever been confident with in your life. Anything. Anything. Why are you competent or confident with it? Because you have the skills. Because you've done it so many times. My friend Mike, my neighbor Mike Crivetti. He's building a house right next to mine. We're building a house right next to each other. We're dear friends, Mike and Karen. Mike is an orthopedic surgeon. He's done how many orthopedic surgeries in the Nevada area? 20,000. It takes him 35 minutes to replace a hip. 35 minutes. 35 minutes to replace a knee. After 20,000, do you think somebody can shake his confidence? The answer is no shot. Why? Because he developed the skills. He put it into practice. He became bulletproof. He innovated inside of his craft. How many years? How much risk? How much pain? How much heartache in order to be able to do it? You know the answer. They both do. Massive. People call him lucky. That's nonsense. 20,000 surgeries. So what are the skills we have to do here? We have to find people to talk to. Skill number one. What's your level of skill in doing that when it comes to finding people who are entrepreneurial and are looking for options and don't have a lot of cash? They have sweat equity, they have passion, but they don't have a lot of cash. You got to develop that skill. You have to commit in this calendar year to get better every day at that skill. You have to get better every day at inviting people to take a look. Here's our product. That's all we're trying to do is we're seeking understanding. That's all we're trying to do. Share what we have with people to the point that they understand it. They'll say yes or they'll say no. But if we increase our skills in sharing it with them, more people are going to at least understand. And if they understand, it'll be for them or it won't. Okay? But stop crossing your fingers and trying to get lucky. Stop hoping that you come across this magical person that's going to change your business. Decide to be good. Don't worry about luck. Well, luck is not necessary. Mike doesn't have to worry about being lucky. Because he can replace a hip in 35 minutes. He's got it down. He's the number one guy in his field. I mean, he's just crushing in every direction. Doesn't have to worry about being lucky. He's great at what he does. So think about this. When it comes to inviting, are you good or are you not? And what can you do between now and then in order to be able to improve that skill? Progress is perfection, just a little bit every day. This is still number two in our list. Improve your skills every single day. When it comes to presenting, in a way that works and duplicates, improve your skills. When it comes to following up and overcoming the objections, there's only a handful. How long do you want to be insecure about handling the I don't have time objection? That is a solved problem.
All you got to do is buckle in and practice for what? How many hours do you need to practice before you're excellent at that? Not that many. So you can cross your fingers, and every time it comes up, you can feel insecure, or you can get that behind you and develop that skill, right? You can help people, the skill of helping people become customers or distributors, develop the skill of getting people started effectively, the skill of promoting events. Make a commitment to the skills, not just an awareness of them. You understand? A year from today, just decide that your skills are going to be better than they are now. And guess what is the best school there is? Taking action. You learn by doing. You can study all you want. These notes are amazing. These notes are spectacular. She's got all kinds of notes, highlights, underlines. It's unbelievable. If she doesn't take action, that whole book is worthless. She'll learn more in one day of applying these notes than she will in 6 months of studying them. You learn in the doing, not in the study, not in the theory. You learn in the doing. So decide on the skills. Got it? Number one is decision. Number two is skills. Number three are your habits. It's so important for you to come up with a baseline of daily habits. What is a baseline that you can create that you will do each day? Doesn't need to be, 8 hours. How many of you are part-time? Show of hands, please. Okay? For the part-time people, are there two or three things that you could do every day in your business that will move you forward? Can you commit to the daily discipline of turning that, what you should do, into a habit? When that I should becomes an I must, when that I should becomes it's part of me, I get up, I brush my teeth, I do these habits, I go to bed. When those become ingrained, you will be distracted from your daily grind long enough to have your dreams take root. Here's what I mean by that. Most of you have your dreams are open and ready. The ground is good. You're in a good space. You've been here for a couple days. You're tired, but you're hungry, right? You're ready. But then guess what happens? You go home and you get right back into your loop, right back into the grind, right back into the daily stuff, and people start pulling at you, and distractions start showing up, and pretty soon it's been 4 days and you haven't even thought about your business. And those are lost days, you're not gonna get those back. And then you go to a meeting or you hear a call, you see something on Facebook, you go, oh yeah, my dream. And you practice that for a day. And because it's not a habit yet, it's real easy to lose a week, isn't it? That week's gone. However, if you'll engage in daily activities for 365 days, I don't care how simple it is, use the product or service, share it with other people, talk to people about their entrepreneurial dreams, do those three things. Engage in a little bit of personal development. Do that every day for 2017, and you will separate yourself from all the wannabes and all the I shoulds and I could and I hope, because you'll be distracted from the grind. You hear what I'm saying? All of you have a primary and a secondary focus in your life. The primary focus is where you're spending your time, where your mind goes. You know what I'm saying? And most of your primary focus is on your job. Most people, their primary focus, that's where they spend their time, that's what they worry about, that's where their nightmares are about, that's where their dreams are about, that's where all of their focus is. Their worries are all around that. And if that stays primary and your network marketing hopes and dreams are secondary, your network marketing business becomes the moon and your job becomes the sun. And when the sun comes out, you don't see the moon anymore. And until you switch the primary, where your hopes and dreams inside of your network marketing business, your aspirations inside of this profession become primary, not necessarily full-time, not necessarily all the hours, even if it's only 10 hours a week. But if that's where your dreams are, if that's where your imagination is, if that's where your focus is, you go, you know, serve your employer to be able to provide value inside of that community, that's fine. But they don't have your dreams. They don't have your imagination. So understand, this is the old biblical principle. You can't serve two masters. It's the same thing. Understand this. Until your network marketing business becomes primary, there's only so far you're going to go. And the way for it to become primary is to engage in daily, simple, little things that you can do and you can share and you can teach. That you don't have to be skilled to do. You don't have to be superstar to do. You just have to do. So one of your assignments is this. What are the simple habits that I will agree to engage in, not for a week, not for 30 days, but for a year? For all of 2017, every single day, what am I going to engage in order to be able to keep this primary in my mind and not let the world distract me from my true potential? You understand what I'm saying? Habits. What are your habits? Next. Your associations, the people you spend time with. It's true. I learned this from Jim Rohn and it totally impacted my life. You become the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and there's nothing you can do about it. You say, no, I'm stronger than them. Sorry, that doesn't work. You become what they are. You're going to think how they think, read what they read, drink what they drink, smoke what they smoke, talk how they talk. You're going to live how they live. It's just a fact. All these people, these million-dollar earners up here up front, they all know, and they all decided at some point that their dreams and their purpose was more important than allowing that negative person to rent space in their head one more day. And they decided that they were going to limit their association with negative influence. They were going to hold their lives to a higher standard. They were going to say, if you're going to spend time in my life, there's a standard. The standard is, are you helping me to achieve my purpose of growth and contribution on this earth? Are you pushing me in the direction of what I was meant to do? Or are you constantly trying to pull me back from what I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to become, what I'm supposed to do? And if that person is holding you back, you have to limit your association with that person, no matter how much you might care about them. It's the hardest decision maybe you'll ever make, is to spend less time with people that you love but that have negative influence on you. It's tough, but here's the choice that you have. You could either continue to hang out with them, but if you do continue to hang out with them, you have to accept a lower result for the rest of your life. You have to accept living at 10% of your potential. You have to accept the average that they create with the five people that are in your circle of influence. You just have to accept it. So for the year of 2017, here's the phrase I want you to put in your notes when it comes to your association: raise your standards. Raise your standards. Treat yourself with respect. And a person that treats themselves with respect is not going to allow toxic people in their environment. A person that treats themselves with respect is not going to allow somebody else to try to hobble their dreams. A person who treats themselves with respect is going to do everything they can to get around people of influence, to get around people that will cause them to think bigger. One of the coolest things in the world for me is I get to spend time, and it's a conscious choice. It's not something that happened by circumstance. I had 18 jobs before I was 22 years old. It has nothing to do with any kind of amazing talent or upbringing or anything else. Network marketing caused me to become something more than I was. I started to think bigger, and I started to hang out with more influential people. To call Richard Branson a friend, are you kidding me? To be able to spend time with a Tony Robbins who will remind me that, Eric, you're playing small. Okay. I thought I was playing kind of big, but I guess not. To have those people say, hey, here's a book. Hey, here's an idea. Hey, here's an example of how to live and how to, and believe me, these people are congruent people. Behind the curtain, they're the same person. They have the same energy. They have the same love in their heart. Those are the people that I get to spend time with and I get to hang around. It's the most amazing experience. I wish it for you. And here's what I'm going to tell you. It's there for you. Now, yes, you're not going to be able to start there. Just understand this. You have to earn it. You can't just walk your way into somebody else's circle of five, because they know if you come into their five, their average is coming way down. You got to earn it step by step. Earn it. You know how you earn it? Be a servant. Be a servant to someone more influential than you. Be a servant to somebody who is more powerful than you, more skilled than you, more knowledgeable than you, more experienced than you. Be a servant. Don't expect anybody to offer it to you. Be a servant first. So your associations. For 2017, I would ask this of you. Raise your standard, surround yourself with excellence, purge your life, the weeds in your garden. Even if you love them, I'm not saying you have to disassociate, but you do need to spend less time. Less time with that negative influence. Raise your standards. Next, for your game plan of 2017, think bigger. Think bigger. All of us, every single person in this room, the most powerful person in this room, to the brand new person in this room, you're all thinking small. You're all thinking small. You might be a big shot in your company, but look around. It's a big world. You're all playing smaller than you're capable of playing, and you know it. So stop accepting the standard of what other people are hoping that you're going to become, because if they're just saying, hey, slow down, hey, take it easy, hey, wow, you're doing amazing, hey, you're a big shot, they keep telling you that, you start to believe it. And when you start to believe it, you put the brakes on to make them feel a little bit more comfortable. You fall into the success coma. You're going through the motions. Nobody can accuse you of not working. You're in the business. You're going to the events, you're showing up, but you're not. You're playing small. Think for one moment that if 2017, with every available minute that you had, loving your family, caring about the people that are important to you, taking care of your health, and then, what if for 1 year, for 2017, you did everything in your power? All of your creativity, all of your work ethic, all of your focus, all of your determination, all of your passion, all of your skills for 1 year. What would happen if you went from, you know, write this down in your notes right now. What percentage of your potential are you operating on at the moment? What percentage? Your number, not mine. What percentage? Who's willing to give me a percentage? Anybody? What percentage? 50%. Anybody else? 75? 10? 25? 10, 7, 40, 40, 5, 50. Now just think, how much changes if you take it up by just 5%? How much changes if you take it up by 10%? And it doesn't take much. Tony gave you a formula to even do it, just with a simple formula. But I'm talking about a 10% growth in you. Everything will happen. You wonder why your group isn't growing? Because you haven't been applying the full potential that sits inside of your being right now, and you know it. And everyone else can sense it, even though you're not even acknowledging it to the world. The whole world can tell. When you step into your full potential, and whatever that is today, just understand it isn't the potential for forever. Because your potential is limitless. So every time you take a step, another step opens up. Anytime you up it a notch, another percentage of your potential opens up. So if for a year, give yourself radical permission to think bigger. Whatever the goal that you have, whatever the rank, whatever the aspiration, crank it up. And then once you get it there, start saying, what would happen if I cranked it up a little bit more? Who's got a company convention coming up? Most of you? What's your name? Dawn? All right, Dawn, let me ask you a question. How many people are you bringing to your company convention? How many?
We'll have 100 there.
You'll have 100 there. Yeah. How many people do you have on your team?
A little over 4,000.
Now, here's the question. When's the convention?
The end of January.
The end of January.
27th.
Dawn, I'm your friend, right?
Yes.
Is 100 out of 4,000 thinking big or no?
No.
Is it big or small?
Small.
Now, you might be impressed with 100. And if her whole world rewards her for the 100, pats her on the back for 100, hey, good job, 100, well done, 100, then she's going to think that she's somebody for doing 100 because she's doing more than most. But what if I rented space in your mind just for a moment?
Go ahead.
And I said, what would it take to do everything in your power between now and the end of January to get it to 200? Could we come up with some strategies to make that happen?
Yes.
Could you come up, every single person that's coming to the event brings one?
Yeah.
Everybody brings one. What if in addition to that, you came up with a process that every single one of those 200 brought one prospect to your convention, just a prospect, drag somebody along. And you came up with a strategy to do that. Would that make an impact?
Absolutely.
What if you did training between now and then on how to overcome every obstacle necessary to be able to make that convention happen? What city is it in?
Dallas.
In Dallas, Texas. What if you came up with training between now and then? You didn't lose December. You didn't lose January like most people are going to lose it. Mm-hmm. And you decided that you were going to stretch in order to be able to make that happen. Could we increase the number?
Yes.
What if you came up with a campaign and you named that campaign? And you got people recognized for getting registered, would that increase the number?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
What if you challenged every person on your team to recruit at least one person between now and the end of January with the goal of bringing that one person to the conference with them? Do you see what I'm saying by thinking bigger? It's just a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series of questions, whether it's about your convention, it's about recruiting, it's about developing customers, it's about your skills. So what did these 5 or 6 questions just show you? Dawn, you're playing small, and you don't deserve it. You hear me?
Yes.
You got this?
I do.
So if you got it? You understand? So with this number now in her mind, what's possible in your mind now? Give me an idea. If you really applied your full self, if you really stepped into this, by the end of January, what number's in your mind?
Wow.
Nobody else can give her number. It's her number.
Yeah, that's... See, and that's where that self-limiting belief comes in.
I hear you. Her number, not yours. I'll get to you in a minute.
400?
400. All right, 400.
It'd be 10%.
400. And you know what she just did? She said that would be 10%. And you know what she just did in her mind? She said that would be reasonable. Right?
Yeah.
You're bigger than that. You can do more than that. And I know if I held you to 400, you wouldn't sleep for a couple days. You'd be freaked out. Right?
I'm already freaking out.
You're already freaked out. Good. I want you uncomfortable. I don't want you comfortable and go back into a coma as soon as you go back home sitting with your 100 thinking that you're something. Come on. Mm-hmm. Think bigger. Let's go. Yes. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You want me to help you get 400?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I will. I will if you really want it. Do you really want it?
Absolutely.
Stand up. Everybody say hi, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
All right, here's the deal. Do you have an ex?
An ex?
An ex.
Like an ex?
Yeah.
Like a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a few of them?
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you have one that you particularly, do you have one that you dislike, kind of?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some old wounds there, there's some
recent,
old stuff
yeah.
there. Recent!
Very
oh,
recent.
Perfect! Awesome! This is amazing! So it's recent.
Yes, sir.
It's still a little painful.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So if you're bringing 100 people to your event, you're making some money, right?
Yeah.
You're doing okay. How much are you making in your business?
A little over $12,000 a month.
A little over $12,000 a month. All right. Give her a round of applause. $12,000 a month. Woohoo! Nicely done. Tiny fraction of your potential, but nicely done. So, give me a financial amount that would be painful if you lost it. You could survive it, but it would really hurt.
I mean, any
Give
amount,
me a number.
$20,000.
So could you put that on a credit card?
No, because I don't have any credit cards.
You don't have any credit cards.
But I have it in the bank.
But you have it in the bank. Perfect, wonderful. If you have it in the bank, it wouldn't hurt you that much. So we need to up it just a little. Just for fun, let's make it 25.
Okay.
Okay, and this is not an exercise. This is a real thing.
Okay.
Okay? What's your ex's name?
His name is Thierry.
Say it again.
Thierry.
Thierry.
He's French.
Thierry is French. Okay. Got it. This is perfect. This is perfect. I'm going to help you guarantee you have 400 people. But you have to buy into this all the way with me, and you have to think big. And I'm going to help you with some consequences, because most of us have been driven by consequences more than we have by pleasure for our whole lives. Yes?
Yes.
Are you prepared for this?
Yes.
Okay. There's a website that they're going to write down, your friends are going to write down next to you. Maybe we'll put it up on the site. It's called stick.com, STICKK.com.
Okay.
All right? It's an accountability website. It'll help you hold your goals accountable.
Okay.
This is awesome. So easy.
I'm so excited.
So here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to have you go to stick.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you put your financial information into this site that guarantees $25,000.
Okay.
Into that site. Now, if you could do it with a card, fine. But if you could set it up with the bank, that's fine too. And the goal is 400 people at your conference, end of January.
Yes.
Okay? That's the objective. And here's what happened. Nothing happens to the money. It just sits there.
Okay.
Okay? Until the end of January. And if you don't have 400 people, and there's a referee that will make sure that you do.
Okay.
The $25,000 goes to Thierry. Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wee-wee, yeah, funny.
400's no problem, right?
Right, definitely.
Because the 25,000's not going to Terry.
No.
Because he's going to take when he gets, if he gets it, when you don't do 400, he's going to say, you know what? She saw a reason. She just understood finally that I was right, and she sent me 25,000. That's what he's going to think.
He's so not right,
it's
though.
So not going to happen.
He's totally in the wrong.
So I want you to send me a screenshot when you've completed that onto stick.com. I'm going to hold you accountable within the network marketing
Does
pro community.
Does this mean I have to talk to him?
No, you don't have to talk to him.
Okay, good.
He doesn't ever have to know this. Okay. Nothing. You don't have to interact with him. Nothing.
Okay.
But the 25,000 will go to him in your name if you don't get 400 at the conference, right?
Awesome.
Okay?
Yes.
So will you do that?
Yes.
All right, here's the thing. Give her a big round of applause. She's about ready to explode her life, take things to another level. Now let me ask you a question. Are you going to have 400 people at the conference?
Yes. Hell yes.
Yes. How much training do you need? How much training do you need in order to be able to make that happen?
I don't need any.
You don't need any.
I just
need
to go to work.
It's no problem. Because the unthinkable is the alternative. So sometimes, here's what I want you to know, and with her, it's true. If I just gave her the goal, she could go hide and say, I got 150, that's pretty good. But sometimes you have to hold yourself accountable to your thinking. You have to hold yourself accountable to your dreams. You have to hold yourself accountable to your potential. If you're living underneath your potential, you need to make it hurt if you don't follow through. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait till the end of January. I cannot wait to get the report. And would you do me a favor?
Oh God, more favor, yes. I love
to at your at your conference, I want you to take a group photo.
Okay.
With the 400 people or more. Now, you're going to just get it like 401, 401, because there's referees at stick.com that are actually going to get a report because they're not going to let you just tell them that you had 400. Mm-hmm. Are you going to just eke it out, just barely get there? Or are you going to push beyond that number in order to be able to make sure that you have it?
I'm going to give it my very best.
You're going to, your very best?
My best.
Yeah, yeah, you're just going to make it happen.
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to go the other way.
Yeah.
It's already done.
It's
already
done.
Already done. Now, will you send me a big group photo?
Yes.
So I could put it up and show the world?
Yes.
That you're stepping into your greatness?
Yes.
All right. Give Dawn a big round of applause, everybody. How many people want me to pick you now? Whoa, do. Lots of things you can do to hold yourself accountable. Yeah, the shark comes. Lots of things you can do to hold yourself accountable to your potential. Lots of things. It could be positive. You can reward yourself. You can come up with a reward system if you follow through on your goals. You can surround yourself with good people. You can come up with some penalties and some consequences if you don't make it happen. Whatever you need to do. Find a way to step into your potential and find a way. You guess what we're all really good at? Getting excited in a room like this, and as soon as we get home, we're really good at hiding. Whoa. Hiding from everybody. Hiding from our goals, hiding from our dreams, hiding from our potential. And we're amazing at rationalizing and justifying. But you don't understand. It's the holidays. But you don't understand. I had family issues, but you don't understand. There was a sickness going on. You don't understand. It was flu season. You don't understand. Job, they made me put in overtime at the job. You don't understand. That's the whole world trying to pull you. You know what robs most people of their potential? Their to-do lists. They're little duties, the little things that have to happen. You got to do this and you got to do that and you got to do the other thing. And pretty soon you've lost a week, you've lost a month, you've lost a year. And how many years do you want to lose? That little to-do list will kill you. Majoring in minor things, obsessing over inconsequential things, spending time doing minimum wage activity. I've been mentored by a few different billionaires in my life, three or four. But they all had the same thing in common. The first one he ran 40 companies around the world. Amazing guy. 40 companies, he always had lots of time, tons of money. And I said to him, can you teach me, give me the secrets of how you accomplish what you accomplish? Because this is amazing. At the time, I was making six figures, but barely. And he said, yes, Eric, I'll help you. He said, is there an activity that you can do? He said, first of all, how much do you want to make a year? How much do you want to make? I said, well, you know, $1 million a year sounds good, right? And $1 million, two commas. $1 million a year, you know, it's got a ring to it. How much you make last year? $1 million. Sounds good, right? Versus six figures, that could be anything, all the way to nine, seven figures, yeah, you know. So I said, yes, seven figures. He said, well, here's what $1 million breaks down to on an hourly wage. It's about $500 an hour. Is there an activity that you can do that would pay you ultimately, not necessarily for that hour, but ultimately it would pay you $500 an hour over time? And inside of network marketing, guess what the answer is? Yes, there is. If you spend an hour in front of a prospect, if you spend an hour with somebody to help them understand what it is that we have, the chances of that hour producing, think of the number of hours that you spent in front of a prospect in the last 12 months. The physical hours in front of a prospect, think of those hours, and then take a look at what your income is and see how that holds. You're going to be going, whoa, that's spooky. So I said, yeah, there is. He said, Eric, the answer to becoming a millionaire is simple. Step one, if there's a task that can be done by someone other than you that pays less than $500 an hour, that is something that you would like somebody else to do. In other words, it's not putting your kids to bed and it's not, you know, your relationships with the people that you care about, those types of things. If it's any of those things and it pays less than $500 an hour, step one, have somebody else do it. I said, it felt like cheating at the beginning. He said, so I shouldn't mow the lawn? He said, no. How much does mowing the lawn pay? I said, like $15 an hour. He said, you lose $485 every time you mow the lawn if it takes an hour. Okay. I'm done mowing the lawn then. This is awesome. I'm not handy. My family knows. I got a bunch of my family here. My brother's here. My dad's here. My brother's girlfriend, her sister, my son, my aunt, a bunch of family. And guess what they know? I'm worthless when it comes to doing stuff around the house. I am worthless when it comes to fixing something, cleaning something, taking care. I just don't do it. Because I decided 20 years ago, guess what? I'm not going to do it. That's step one. I'm not doing it. He never lets me see. Every time. I need like a monitor to see where he goes with that. Step two is you can't just do that and sit on the couch. You have to exchange the time that you would have spent doing those things and you need to invest it in front of a prospect. Every hour that you save not doing those things, you invest it in front of a prospect. And I started that behavior. I started to not do those little duties, those little things that got in the way, and I started to exchange it with high income producing activities. And when I did that, everything changed. Now understand, it's weird. Your family's going to feel weird about it for a while. And part of your identity is in doing the laundry. Part of your identity is part of going to the grocery store. Part of your identity is being an errand person for everybody else in your life. Part of your identity is all these things that are forcing you to live below your potential. But if you let go of those things, have somebody else who's willing to do that for an hourly wage, and you replace that with time spent in front of a prospect, guess what? You get to get the results. You get to totally change your life. You got it?
Yes.
Didn't his certainty change in a couple days? Hey, man. Yes. How are you, brother? You good?
Yeah.
I love it. Next step in your 2017 game plan. Let it go. Just write it down, please. Let it go. We're so good at beating ourselves up. We're so good at holding on to old hurts. We're so good at staying offended. We're so good at caring about what other people's opinion of us is. We're so good at allowing other people to control our happiness. We're just amazing at it. And in this profession, we're so good at being tough on ourselves over the mistakes that we've made and the time that we've lost and watching other people take off when we haven't yet. And we screwed up and the team went away or we made a bad decision and we ended up losing momentum and losing growth. If I could give you a gift, it's just release it. Just release it. Understand it was necessary for you to be in this place at this time, ready to step forward into your life. Just let it go. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. Frozen. Wow. How many people have something that they need to let go of? Some petty thing. Something that isn't serving you. Something that's holding you back. Something that's causing you to play small. If you want to have the best year of your life, let it go. And if you have to remind yourself from time to time, wait, I'm holding on to it again, because some of you, it's been there so long, it's become part of your identity. It's become part of your makeup, part of your DNA, and it's not your true self. Tony did a good job of helping us to unlock this yesterday, right? That's why we brought him here. Is to give you some tools. And go back and look at those notes if you need to in order to be able to process this thing. But I want you to quickly do me a favor. I want you to make a short list, or a long one if you'd like. What are the things right now that are holding you back that you need to let go? Write it down, please. Everybody that raised a hand, you know it. It's that resentment, it's that doubt, it's that fear, it's that failure, it's that whatever. Write it down. Look at it. Acknowledge it. Don't just think about it in theory. All of us have something that holds us, that controls us.
See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait.
What is it? What is it? Write it down. And when you write that one down, it might make you think of something else. Write the next one down. Write it down.
And I wait without you.
60 seconds, 60 more seconds. Write down all the things that if you were able to release them would help you grow to a new level. Resentments, comparing to others, insecurities. What is it? Write it down.
With or without you.
Kind of wild that there's a few more things that maybe you thought about, right? Some things that aren't serving you that have snuck into your garden like a weed and taken root. Isn't that wild? Emily Vavra, are you here in the room somewhere? Vavra, sorry. Where are you? Where? Hi, Emily. How are you? We talked for a moment yesterday. Did you end up making a call or no? I'll get there. We're coming.
I sent out a text and...
Now, wait. If you remember. Yeah, how many people remember Emily from yesterday? Say hi, Emily.
Hey.
So you were surprised by this thing that was holding you back. You didn't even realize it till you got shocked. By, you didn't even raise your hand and Tony called on you. You didn't even know. All of a sudden you went, and you found this thing, which was this relationship with your father.
Yeah.
So have you connected or no?
Yes, I sent out a text to him and we're gonna meet next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, meeting is still going to be a little bit nerve-wracking and still a little bit scary, but here's what I already feel in your demeanor. You've already let it go.
I have.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't even know it was really bothering me.
Yep.
To that level.
Yep.
So
it's good. If you release it, you see the change in her countenance? Within 24 hours of acknowledging... and releasing. I want you to imagine the same for you. So congratulations, Emily. Well done.
Thank you. But now I'm stronger than yesterday.
Now it's so, take a look at your list. And I want you to imagine. First thing that you need to let go. Take a look at it. Now, I want you to imagine your life with 2017, that you consciously, if necessary, daily let it go, if necessary, until you truly release it. You forgive those other people without asking for forgiveness in return, or an apology, excuse me, in return, whether it's a person, a thing, or it's a doubt, it's a fear. What if for 2017 you truly let go of that number one thing that you put on your piece of paper? Take a look at the second one. What would happen? Imagine what would happen if you let the second one go. Imagine what would happen if you let the third one go. Imagine what would happen to your life and forget about your life. Imagine the lives you'll be able to touch if you replace that pain with appreciation. If you replace that pain with passion and gratitude, if you replace it, you give yourself permission, and that's what you probably need to do, because most of you have not been giving yourself permission to release it. Let it go. Release it. And if you have to remind yourself throughout the year, wait a minute, it snuck back in, you might need to have a post-it note on your bathroom mirror of the things that you need to daily release. You might not need to have something on the dashboard of your car that's saying, no, this is not going to control my life. You might need to have something in your journal or on your laptop or on the back of your phone that says, hey, nope, that doesn't define me anymore. If you'll do that little step of releasing that, you cannot imagine how fast growth is going to start attracting to you. You cannot imagine it. Next strategy. to have the best 2017 of your life is your vision. Your vision. When I work with leaders, I coach a few leaders from time to time. My time is difficult to be able to manage coaching, even though I love doing it. The number one thing that I work on when I'm working with a person individually is their vision. Their vision for the future, their vision for their lives, their vision for their business. And the vision is using your imagination to get it as clearly as you could possibly get it. Define it as clearly as you can define it. Clarity is important. You can't just say, I want to be successful. I'm sorry, that's not a vision. I want to have a bigger team. That's not a vision. I want to have more people using my product. That's not a vision. I love this time of year because it's at this time of year that I get my vision clear for the coming year. This is when I literally get it in writing. I focus on it. I pay attention to it. I don't mess around with it. This is serious because once I take it out of my head and I put it on paper, I realize, nope, I need to fix that. Nope, I need to fix that. And I start to get my vision in alignment with my ultimate objectives. Because until your vision is strong, I want to give you a secret to big, high-level success in network marketing. They don't join your product. They don't join their company, your company. They don't join you. They join your vision. Your ability to articulate a vision for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, your vision for the future, your vision for the lives you're going to touch, your vision for the freedom you're going to create, your vision for bringing more joy and contribution to the world. Until you get that clear, nobody cares. It's just another product. It's just another way to make a few dollars. It's just another distraction in a world filled with distractions. You have to get your vision clear. And for 2017, you might not be able to see 2018, 2019. That's fine. I don't care. Come up with your vision for from now to the end of next year. What is your vision for your business, for your life, for your contribution, for your skills, for your team, for the growth, for the number of customers that you're attracting in your organization and the benefits that that's going to create? What is your vision? Because once you have that and you have the ability, it's clear in your mind, you have the ability to articulate it, guess what? Recruiting gets easy. Everything gets easy. Because all you have to do when you sit down with a person is tell them your vision. That's all you have to do. Yeah, here's my, let me tell you where we're going and here's the plan. You lay it all out. Once you have the vision, it's easy to create a game plan. Once you have a vision, it's easy to create strategy. But right now, you're all trying to create a strategy over something that you don't even understand where it is that you're going. You know what most of your vision is? Your company's vision. You just parrot what they say. Most of your vision is your upline's vision. You're just repeating what they say. And you're a good follower. Don't get me wrong. You're a good soldier. No problem. But if you want to take your life to another level, you want to make 2017 the best year of your life, get that vision so clear that it's your vision that utilizes the resources around you in order to be able to make the world a better place. It's your vision. Write it down. Get it clear. And then work to share it everywhere you possibly can. The foundation of every vision of every leader in the world is there's a better way and we can get there together. There's a promised land and we can get there together. Every leader has said that since the beginning of time. What is your better way? And then how are you going to get there together? What value can you bring to that other person? Remember when Tony asked Keith last night, why should I go into business with you? His answer, a better answer than I'm the best at what I do, a better answer was, let me tell you my vision. Because it's in service, it's in growth, it's in contribution. Get a vision that's so clear. And it takes a little work, understand. Your vision's going to be a little, it's not going to be focused at the beginning. It's going to be blurry. It's going to be a little hazy. You're going to have to borrow from other people's vision for a time until you get clear on your own. That's all right. But start knowing that every day you're going to get a little clearer. Every day the pathway is going to start to move. Every day it's going to come into focus and you're going to realize, oh, it can be bigger. Your vision. Next is your game plan. I'm giving you strategy today, but when I talk about game plan, this is a strategy to be able to put together the best year of your life, 2017. But the game plan is specific to you. The game plan is what must you do to achieve your vision in 2017? What must you and the team do in order to be able to live to your full potential? So game plan is a little bit more granular. Game plan means here's the class of 2017 that I need to bring in. Here's my recruiting game plan in order to be able to make my vision happen. Here's my rank advancement game plan. Here's the duplication game plan. Here's the event strategy. Here's the game plan for growing massive amounts of raving fan customers of my product. Here's the game plan for training people on the skills necessary so our organization is the best trained organization in the company. Here's the game plan. And here's the thing. Most of you know exactly what to do. You just need to do what you know. You know what to do. You just need to discipline yourself for a period of time. Not for 100 years. But how about one? How about just 2017? How about for that year that you get granular? Let me give you a strategy as part of the game plan, because some of you struggle because you don't have a lot of time, yes? How many people have time as an issue for you? Here's what entrepreneurs do. They adapt and they get creative. So you got to get creative when it comes to your time. If your vision is strong enough, guess what happens? Time all of a sudden shows up when your vision's strong enough. When your vision's weak, time is always your enemy. When your vision's strong, time is always your friend. So if you're creative, your vision is strong. What a lot of part-time people do in order to be able to implement their game plan more effectively is they learn that they can build their business in 15-minute blocks. You might not have 3 hours, but you can take 15 minutes and you can make a few calls. You can take 15 minutes there and you can make 10 text messages to be able to invite some people. You can take 15 minutes and share your product, couldn't you? You could take 15 minutes and follow up. If you're working 10 hours a week and you're focused, your vision is clear, your game plan is strong, 10 hours a week is 40 15-minute blocks. 40 times a week, you can consciously take an action that'll move you in a positive direction. 40 times a week in just 10 hours. You could decide to never eat alone. Every time you go to lunch, you don't have to sit with the same people every single day. Maybe you meet with somebody and share your story and tell them your vision. Maybe you follow up. When you're in the car, you don't need to listen to the news. You don't need to listen to you don't need to know the lyrics to every song in the top 40. You just don't. You just don't. During that period of time, you can either be, please don't text, but you can either be talking to somebody, following up with somebody, or turning that time into Drive Time University to fill you up and listening to things that'll feed your mind and cause you to think bigger thoughts for your life. It's not about the resources, it's about being resourceful. It's about deciding that you're going to figure out a way to make this happen. So whether it's taking 15-minute blocks, whether it's deciding, if you're resourceful, if your reasons are strong enough, I'm here to tell you, you can find a way. Let's say you don't have 2 hours every day. You have one day a week. I hear it all the time. People say, oh, you don't understand. I'm a single parent. Well, you don't understand. I work 70 hours a week. You don't understand. I've got 3 jobs. You don't understand. I raise a family and I have a job and I have this and I have that. You don't understand. Sorry. You don't get it. Yes, I do. I've been there. Here's what I will tell you. If your reasons are strong enough, you're going to be fine. It's going to take care of itself. But here's the thing. Let's say you only have one day a week. Let's say you just have a Saturday. That's all you got. The other 6 days are absolutely cooked. You can't even think. You just have that one day. What could you do in one day? What if you decided to do one presentation every 30 minutes for 14 hours that day? You started at 8 a.m. and you went till 10 p.m. and you sat in a Starbucks, and every 30 minutes you sat down with somebody and you told them a story. Every 30 minutes you told them your vision. Every 30 minutes you shared your product. Every 30 minutes you sorted through to find out if somebody decided that they want to be an entrepreneur. If you did that, how many is that? 28 people in a single day? One day a week? Don't tell me you don't have time. Could you do that? Yes. Will you? Most of you won't. If your vision's strong enough, you will. Let's say you say, I don't even have a day. You don't understand. I don't even have a day. I have one night a week. And I gotta catch up on Game of Thrones. Oh, come on, that's really fast. One night a week, what could you do in 3 hours? Let's say week number one, you took 3 hours and all you did was send text messages out to every single person you know and said, hey, what's up? I'd love to get together with you. I can't do it until next week. But if I set up a time at Starbucks, would you get together with me? I've got something I want to share with you. And all you did for 3 hours was text everybody you knew. And you set up appointments for a week later. How many appointments? If you texted for 3 hours, could you set up 6 appointments? The answer is, of course you could. And a week from then, you could sit down in that 3-hour block and in the corner of a Starbucks someplace, and you could share your passion every half an hour for 3 hours. And could you follow up with all of those people a week later? Could you help them get started in that same 3-hour block a week after that? Don't tell me you don't have time. It's not true. You're lacking passion, you're lacking vision, you're lacking strategy, you're lacking game plan. But if your reasons are strong enough, none of these things matter. You'll find a way. But if your vision is not strong enough, you're going to find an excuse. And that's what we tend to do, is we fill our lives with excuses and we rationalize and we blame. And since nobody's there to hold us accountable for it, and we work for ourselves anyway, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. And we tend to repeat that behavior of not doing it over and over and over again. And I'm here to tell you that if you'll engage in the activity, it's actually fun. You can turn the thing that scares you into an asset in a very short period of time. And what I would do, what Tony told me that he did, we talked the other night before he did his presentation, Thursday night after the presentation. You know what he did with his fears? He used some interesting language. He said, I attacked my fears. I made a list of my fears and I attacked them one by one by one by one by one. If you're afraid of presenting, do 100 presentations. If you're afraid of calling people, make 500 phone calls. If you're afraid of any part of our business, decide that you're not going to let that limiting belief own you, and you're going to just beat it into submission. Now understand, it might not come natural. It still might be work. One of the biggest mistakes people make, how many people have heard the phrase, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Anybody heard this story? Now the foundation of that is true. But every person in this room that has done what they love have struggled with parts of it. You can do what you love. Let's say you want to be a professional athlete. That's what you want to do. You want to be on the field in the game. But the practice was pain. The journey had difficulty. Didn't love it all, not every minute, but the end result was positive enough that you were willing to go through the pain. You understand what I'm saying? So here's the fallacy that we fall into as entrepreneurs inside of our business. Well, I don't love prospecting, so I guess maybe I shouldn't do this. Because they keep telling me to only do what I love. I don't like making calls. I don't like meeting strangers. I don't like presenting in front of people. So since I don't like that, well, maybe I should just do something else. Because they keep telling me I got to do what I love. And if I, you know. So you don't have to love every single bit of it. I'm an introverted person by nature. People who know me are a little, you know, I have my neighbors here that are looking up at me going, what the heck is going on? We went to Bora Bora together. They don't know this side of my world. They're very confused right now. They'll tell you it's true. I'm an introverted person by nature. So prospecting, talking to people to grow my business, taking a stranger and turning him into a friend was painful and hard and slow for me. It's a slow process for me. I'm a slow burn. So I decided that if we're in the people business, I at least have to become a situational extrovert. I have to learn. If I care about somebody else, guess what introverts tend to do because they're trying to guard their energy because they lose it so fast? When they get into a crowd, they protect themselves emotionally from the world, and it's a little bit selfish. And I understand that sometimes I'm a little bit selfish with my energy. And if I want to be a gift to the world, I'm working on. Tony blew my mind a couple months ago. We sat down. He absolutely hurt my head. I'm not kidding. We sat down in a conversation right before I did an interview with him to talk about this event. He said, one day I decided that this guy that's up on stage, I'm going to bring that guy home with me. And I went, what? Because that's my experience with him. I mean, whether it's 1 a.m, doesn't matter. He is just filled with life and passion and joy and exuberance and energy. I'm not. By Sunday, I'm going to be almost in a coma, just so you understand. I don't bring this guy home with me as much as I should, but I said, you know what? That's a muscle that I've got to develop. I've got to learn to be stronger. I've got to learn to bring my better self to all of my interactions, not just when I'm psyched up to be able to share ideas with you because I love you so much. You know what I mean? So, inside of this idea, you don't have to love every single piece. Some of it's work. And that's one more thing for your list. Decide for 2017. I'm going to curse just a little. Decide to work your ass off. Decide to work your face off. Decide that in the time that you have, that you're going to be honest with it. The time that you're devoting to this, that you're really going to give it everything that you got. That you're going to work harder than the people around you. You're going to do what the top leaders in your company do and a little bit more. You're going to do what your mentors do and you're going to do a little bit more. That you can make up in effort what you might lack in skill. You can make up in consistent discipline that what you might lack in skill. You want to really be an entrepreneur? Fall in love with the process. Fall in love with the growth. The two things that drive me in life today are growth and contribution. If I have growth and contribution present in my life, then I'm happy. If I only have one, I'm restless. If I only have growth but I don't have contribution, I'm restless. If I only have contribution but I don't have growth or vice versa, I'm restless. I'm not comfortable. I'm not happy. But when I have those two things in place, I'm happy. And guess what creates those things? Effort, doing the work, putting it in. Deciding that you're not going to rise to the expectations of the people around you. You're going to set a different level. Michael Jordan was interviewed, arguably the best basketball player of all time. He was interviewed and he said the secret to his success was he did not live within the expectation of anybody that coached him, anybody that played with him. He rose beyond that expectation. He did what his coaches expected plus a little bit more. He decided that he was going to go to a different level. So here's what I got to tell you with all of this stuff. The answer's inside of you. You already know what to do. You need to do what you know. You've got this. It's already done. If you'll accept it. Now, I know I've given you a lot of notes. And this is a journey and a commitment. If you want to make 2017 the biggest year of your life, a journey and a commitment that you're going to question almost immediately as soon as you get home. I would ask of you to get yourself a workout partner or two or three right now to hold yourself accountable to the things that you're committing to right now. That you're going to lock arms and say, next week, we're going to check in with each other. Week after that, no. I'm not going to let you play small. Get yourself a couple accountability partners, even you big shots. Get yourself a couple people that'll say, nope, sorry, Donna. I know you've got an organization bigger than half the earth, but you're still playing small. Come on, sister, you can go bigger than this. Find somebody who'll be willing to get in your grill and tell you, hey, stop it. If you want 2017 to be bigger than anything else, if you want to truly have a breakthrough year, a real breakthrough, not just growth, not just a step, but to be able to skip a bunch of steps in the ladder and just have a quantum leap. So do me a favor, everybody, stand up for just one moment and shake it out a little bit. You've been taking a lot of notes. You've been focusing here. Just shake it out a little bit. Yeah? Let's get a little bit of movement, a little bit of movement. Make a noise that says we accomplished every single goal. Ready, set, and go. Come on. Come on. All right. Okay, sit down. Sit down. We just have a few more minutes. But what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to dim the lights, please. Dim the lights. Bring the lights down. Put your notes away for a moment. Your notes aren't necessary right now. And I'd like you to do me a favor, trust me through this process, and I'd like you to just close your eyes for a minute. Just close your eyes. And here's what I want you to think about. First of all, look back with appreciation of what's happened in the last 2.5 days. We showed up, seems like a year ago. Thursday. We have this incredible journey together. We shared all these ideas. You've collected all these notes. And know that I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of every single person that's in this room. The fact you're buckled in, the fact you're not just tourists inside of this business, you're deciding to do something for real. This is your life. You're going to do something about it. Just know that I'm proud of you. If a lot of people are not proud of you, know that I am at least your friend in this business. And I want you to think about something. As you leave here and you start to travel home and you connect back with your loved ones, that you make a decision that this time it's going to be different. This time, you're not going to let the distractions of life rob you of your potential. This time, you're going to step into the greatness that's inside of you. This time, you're not going to be a participant in watching the play of life. You're going to be the main character. This time, you're going to do something that shocks the world. And as you leave here, December is not going to be a distraction this time. December is going to be an opportunity. December is going to be a chance for you to share and grow and plan and strategize. And as you start January, you start with momentum. Not with a fresh page, but it's a continuation of the momentum that you started here with the team that you have and the dreams that you have. January kicks off, it starts to go. And more than you've ever seen before, you're seeing customers adding to your organization, people enjoying your products and services, people in your business enjoying the journey. And you know why they're enjoying the journey? Because you're sharing the vision with them and they're aligning with that vision. They're seeing that it's real for them. They understand that together we can do something extraordinary. And you see this starting to duplicate. It's moving around the world. It's starting to happen in all the markets that your company is open in. When you have local events, people show up effortlessly. When you have regional events, people are plugging in. At your company's convention, you've set big goals. And more people are attending than ever before. And you're celebrating. It's not such a grind anymore. It's a joy. It's a gift. And you're sharing it every single day. And I want you to consider going through those summer months, 6-7 months from now. You've already experienced a breakthrough in income. You've experienced a breakthrough in growth. You've experienced a breakthrough in leadership. You're now a different person. You haven't stopped growing. You haven't taken anything for granted. Your skills are higher. Your attitude's higher. And a year from today, November 16th, some of you, if you choose to, back here with us. But this time, you got a different pin. This time, you got a different group. This time, you've got a self-confidence that is attractive to everyone that you come into contact with. This time, when you walk into the arena, people nudge themselves and say, "There she is. That's the one I was telling you about." They nudge themselves, the person next to them, they say, "There he is. That's the guy that totally changed his life. Last year, nobody knew his name. And this year, he's breaking every record. The company knows what he's doing. Everybody is admiring what he's doing. He's cracked the code. He's made it happen." Your life can change in a year. You can change your family history in a year. You can change your whole future. And not only that, but I want you to understand that the people watching you are going to change. One person that's truly made a decision to have an impact on this world will impact a million people. One person that's decided to contribute to the world to their fullest capacity will impact over a million people. You have the opportunity to be one of those people. So one more time, I'm gonna ask Marina to come up here 1 second. One more time, I'd like you all to stand up. One more time, I'd like you all to do something with me that is with your full passion, your full commitment, your full desire, your full resolve. I want you to show on the count of three what unleashing your true power really sounds and looks like. Are you ready? Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go! Thank you. I'd like to do as we leave is we put together a little video to explore our journey for the last 2.5 days. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at what we just went through. Give yourselves a round of applause, network marketing professional.
I am damn proud to be a professional network marketer.
So many people are afraid to actually ask for what they want.
I was told I couldn't do it. Do you think that that inspired me to go do it or not do it? Am I going to run away?
I am begging you to fight through the fear.
I wish I had been the kind of person that stopped thinking and started doing.
Do not let that which you cannot do interfere with that that you can do.
The only thing that will stop you is a lack of imagination and the lack of willingness to face your fear.
This success didn't come without hard work.
There's a hero inside of all of you.
See, here's the thing I want you to understand. Bad leaders are destroyed by crisis. Good leaders survive crisis. Great leaders are improved by crisis. Great leaders are ready for the moment.
And leaders are the ones that build the dream inside themselves so strong that you run the last lap.
We can start a foundation of mental toughness.
Y'all, this is a tough business. It takes courage.
In my opinion, what the secret to living is giving. Being able to reach outside of yourself.
The heart and fuel of this profession is gratitude.
What stands in the way becomes the way. What stands in the way becomes the way.
What I found is the higher your energy, the greater the execution. Energy is everything. Low energy, low performance. High energy, high performance. It's all about being resourceful. Creativity, love, joy, connection, determination. Those are the ultimate resources. With those, you can get every other resource.
I don't think you're a true entrepreneur unless you're willing to accept that you're going to fall on your face occasionally. If you do fall flat on your face, you know, just pick yourself up and try again. Surround yourself with brilliant people. A good entrepreneur tries to find better people than themselves.
The only thing keeping you from achieving what you want is the story you keep telling yourself. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it soon. I'm not old enough. When I have more money, whatever your story is. Divorce your story of limitation and marry the truth of your true capability. If you come up with a new story, you'll have a new life. Emily, what did you fail at and why?
Pursuing a relationship with my dad.
Is he still alive?
He is, yeah.
Well, then you can still succeed. So tell me, what was your expectation for your father that wasn't met?
I just wanted him to be around, come to my games, be there for me, cheer me on.
So can I ask you a question? Is it possible your father totally loves you? Is it more than possible? Is it probable?
Yes.
Is it true that he loves you?
Yes.
Then I just want you to know, this is what we do to ourselves. We fail because we come up with a story, and the story just isn't true, but we live the story.
Before I started in network marketing, I was actually in the corporate world.
I was doing retail.
I was a stay-at-home mom.
I was a CPA.
And I'm a civil engineer.
My background's in the printing industry. I worked for my dad growing up.
You have the power inside of you right now. Be stronger in your beliefs than they are in their beliefs.
You just can't beat someone who never gives up.
You guys want to know why people quit? They don't have pride in what they do. But when you have a bigger purpose of why you're doing what you're doing and you want to honor the sacrifices that others are making for you, there's nothing that's going to stop you in the face of adversity.
You will attract more people when you paint an honest picture.
Find a way to step into your potential. Who's ready for a breakthrough? Say aye.
I know for some of you it was not easy. I know that there were some sacrifices that you had to make.
It's a momentum-based business.
I know the power of building this team because that is the true gift of this profession.
Don't just get excited about where you're going, but get excited about where you are right now.
I'm going to seize my destiny. I'm going to set the pace. I'm going to set the tone.
Until you learn how to think like an entrepreneur, not like an employee,
got to go 100%.
Imagine something greater. Imagine something more powerful. Imagine something spectacular. Imagine a breakthrough for you. What would be a number that would be a breakthrough for you?
That I'm going to face my fears. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone.
Your dreams, how you're going to get there is always different than the way you plan it.
The winner is a dreamer, and they never, ever quit.
Win in this industry. Stop teaching people how to work and start teaching them how to win.
Every one of you is a coach. Every one of you is a leader. Every one of you is a champion. Who's with me on this? Are you with me? We're so proud of all of you.
We are so happy to see you here. I hope you got a lot of great notes, and now you're going to go to the world and tell everybody that we do have a better way. I hope we're going to see you next year. I hope I'm going to see all the ladies at the women's event, because we're super excited to bring this gift of network marketing to the world. God bless everybody. We love you.
We want you to assume success. Assume that it's already done, and it will be. Make it so. Our wish for you is that you decide to be network marketing professionals, you decide to go pro, because it is a stone cold fact that we have a better way. Now let's go tell the world. I love you all. Travel safe and make a difference in the world. Take care, everybody. Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the most powerful couple in network marketing, Eric and Marina Worry.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this strategy session. And like I said at the beginning, maybe it's time for you to go back and review it again, go through your notes again. Take the time to create your physical game plan. Have a calendar that's attached to it. Have objectives and milestones that you need to hit in order to be able to stay to your plan. Hold yourself accountable. Employ yourself for this coming year. Don't just leave it to chance. Now is your time. This is your year. Okay? And I will tell you also, engage with what we're doing inside of Network Marketing Pro for this year. Let me coach you with mindset and strategy and skills and social proof and statistics and belief. Let me pour my belief and the collective belief of the experts in network marketing into you for 1 year. Here's how you do that. Just engage in the free content that we put out on Network Marketing Pro. Go to networkmarketingpro.com, get yourself signed up on our insider newsletter. You're going to be first to see all the content that we're going to be putting out. There's going to be hundreds of free videos just for you to remind you on a regular basis of your intention of being great in network marketing, to remind you that you deserve to be a network marketing pro, remind you that the negative people and the negative environment around you is not more powerful than you are. We have the truth on our side. We've got network marketing on our side. We have entrepreneurial vision on our side. We have passion on our side. Together, we're doing super important work. So get engaged with that and consume that content. Let the other stuff fade away, but make sure that you're consuming that content on networkmarketingpro.com, on our insider email list. Find us on Facebook. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Instagram and Twitter, all the different places that you're going to be able to access our information and our content and our training. For this year, I'm going to be your partner. For this year, I'm going to be your coach. Work with me And together, by the end of this year, you're not going to recognize yourself. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an adventure. It's going to be a journey. And together, we're going to have a great time impacting the world, helping other people, and freeing people from desperate situations with the power of entrepreneurship through network marketing. I love you all. Get to your work. Get to your game plan. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.